Not the Miss Juicy sweater.
Like, it's been a crazy 10 days. Is that the last time we've seen each other?
It has been
10 days. And my God, has what the amount of stuff that's happened on our planet is just.
It is popping
too
out.
Much to count.
I'm so impressed you got this hoodie made. For the people listening, Zayn is rocking a purple hoodie. And if you haven't heard, Miss Juicy was arrested and he got the mugshot.
Yeah, it's free the juice, baby.
Free the juice.
Still in jail. She's definitely not in jail anymore. But I was sent her article probably more than, I swear, like 10,000 times. It was every single DM that I received. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was like one of those like fake articles.
I thought so too. No,
it's not. I'm reading through. I'm like, what? Immediately I text Ms. Juicy. I'm like, girl, are you in jail? And do you need me to bail you out? She's like, they have taken this so much further than what it needed to be.
Yeah.
And I was reading it. And she just like, she got taken in for driving under like a suspended license. It's just so harmless.
Suspended license and without insurance. Okay, that's a double charge there.
She was probably on her way to church. You know, like leave the woman alone. She was a bus driver. She was a bus driver. And she's done so much
then
good.
That means she should know better.
She should know better.
But we all make mistakes.
Yeah, no.
Baby, Juicy, it happens, boo.
Honestly, out of every like TMZ article for a celebrity I've ever seen, I think this is probably the best one so far. Like that.
I get it. Suspended license. She didn't want to go back to the DMV. You know, I don't want to go sit in line. Like,
neither do I.
Yeah, I mean, look.
Can we make that easier? You know,
we've done it before. You know, it's okay. We know she can drive.
But why was the license suspended?
It could be due to multiple things, right? You're driving.
Could it also be like expired?
True. Does that make it suspended or like invalid? And
it invalid. Yeah.
But this was my favorite line from the article. Like, the cops say the arresting officer placed handcuffs on the wrists in the front of her body due to her size.
They did not need to do all that
and double lock them.
Like, whoever sent this through, they're just nasty.
Double locked is crazy.
Double locked.
Do we know if we're going to get body cam footage of that whole incident?
Oh.
I think everything is, like, isn't everything normally public when it comes to body cam footage?
It depends on the state.
Oh, okay. So for this, I
think you can go on and request it. Anybody can request body cam.
Oh, I'm sure they've been getting a ton of requests, but... I'm sure Juicy's team is behind that. They're not allowing them to release it.
You know, there's gonna be some viral gifs though of that, like the body cam footage of her, like in the driver's seat, going,
"Girl, what the hell are we gonna do now?"
With her with the cuffs in the front, just
again, they lock me out.
Okay, but Jared just pulled this up. He said, "Yes, body camera footage is generally considered a public record in Georgia under the Open Records Act." So may be out there.
But also, like, I don't see them having body cam footage for every single person getting a speeding ticket, getting a you know. I think it all depends on the crime that's committed, and I think this is a very, very low, like,
if you can't
crime.
Do the time, don't do the crime.
Yeah, right? The SpongeBob
meme. Okay, time's up.
That's pretty much, I'm surprised I haven't even seen that yet for her.
Okay, time's up.
Yeah, but look, so good. We talked. She's good. I think she was barely in there. I think she got bailed out immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember a friend was like, do we need to fly down there? I'm like, no, she's good.
And she's serving in the mugshot, though.
She really is. You know, she stood there like, this is a fucking mess.
She's like, this is me. we all make mistakes.
I was like, Miss Juicy, like, do you want to do something with this? She's like, no, I really don't want that kind of publicity. And then all of a sudden she's just like, okay, wait, let's do something.
All right, fuck it. Let's do it.
I was like, because I was going to get the hoodie made, you know, as a joke. And obviously I asked her before I had it made in my head. I was like, oh, maybe she doesn't want this. Like, maybe it's like a little too much. But then she was just, and then I asked her, I was like, hey, can I put this on a hoodie? She's like, yeah, that's funny. I was like, okay, let's make it.
Can you imagine driving by that? Like, oh, someone's getting pulled over. Oh, wait, that's Miss Juicy. Oh, wait, she's in handcuffs. Just like, I would probably wreck my car if I drove by that.
Someone driving by and like recording that. People would be like, what did she do?
Oh, I'd love to see
leave her alone.
The dash cam footage too. Of her just like...
In the back of the cop car, like, do we really need to do this? She's calling her team. She's like, I really don't want to get this. I don't want this to go out.
But I hope they let her ride up front.
But Ms. Juicy, I think this was honestly the best thing that could come out. It's just so harmless and it's so funny.
She can do anything and it's just like, it's art. it's just high level performance art.
But can you imagine like Ms. Juicy Baby murders?
If she did, I'd be devastated. I'd be like, is it justified? It's like, I'd be jumping through so many hoops.
What
to try
did they
to,
do
like,
to her?
Yeah. Like, well, I need so, the full
and
story.
It was she did it in self-defense, right?
Yes.
Absolutely.
We'd be in that courtroom. Just like,
oh, yeah. I'd be right there. I want to make sure she has the best team. I would literally invest in her lawyer. I'd be like, I need you to give her the best fucking.
We'd be selling all the courtroom drawings, like doing auctions with Sotheby's, just like... well, I'm glad she's free. Is Little Women Atlanta still on air?
No,
it back. Bring it back with this plot. Started off on
that
a hot note.
During, oh, it'd be so yeah, good. But
can I say this?
Yeah.
Get rid of Little Women of Atlanta and just make it Miss Juicy, the whole damn show.
Yeah.
I mean, Miss Minnie, R.I.P., loved her and loved the tension. But all the other girls on it, I don't care. Yeah. I'm only in it for the juice.
The twins were cute.
Yeah, the twins are always like hamming it up, going, what is happening? There's so much drama. Like,
but yeah, no, Miss Juicy Baby was the show, you know? And then
she's the queen of Atlanta.
She's the queen of Atlanta, boo. But yeah, no, I'm all for giving her a show. I think we need to get that thing back alive again. I think she has a lot to tell. I think a lot has happened in her life where she could like.
We need a boss up.
Yeah, boss up. I think she wants it though.
I forgot that catchphrase.
Yeah, we need a boss. Like, cause we're like, what can we?
We all bossing up.
Yeah, we were asking her like, what can we expect for the next season of A Little Women of Atlanta? She's like, we're about to boss up. We're going to boss up this season. All the girls.
We all bossing up.
We all bossing up.
I mean, is this something where we need to make it happen? You know, like if the studio is not going to do it, then we need to get behind it.
Well,
right?
We need to tell our people, our audience, you know, hit up TLC. Let them know you want the Juicy show.
Well, maybe
Juice World.
Maybe
oh,
TLC doesn't do it then, because if TLC wanted to do it, they would have done it.
I guess.
Or does everybody need to like spam their page? Like, where the hell is Ms. Juicy? We want her back.
If they see that there's public hype and demand for something, they'll try to make
and
it
also,
happen.
Everybody was talking about this. I remember seeing TikTok and every single person that was talking about it, it went viral. I was like, oh, I mean, she's still popping off.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's always like the 1,000-pound sisters that I feel like TLC is just like banking on, which I'm just so
is
over.
Is it one of them like completely?
They're
like,
both looking good, and the other one got her eyeball fixed.
She did? Wait, oh, that makes me so happy for her because that thing was thanging.
Amy, try being my size, Amy.
And dude, they did have the best, like my favorite one of all time was when they were in the car and they're like, is that a chicken tender? And like looking in the sky and then the car stops and like one of them flies to the sea. Was that the same? Was it the same like a moment? Because the way they cut it was like it happened immediately after they looked at the sky. Is that a chicken nugget? Is that a chicken tender? Yeah. Go to images.
That cloud looks like a drumstick.
Yeah, that cloud looks like a drumstick.
Oh my God.
The one time I get out the damn house, you about to kill me.
The internet is cruel.
Feeling like a tossed salad back here.
That cloud looks like a drumstick. There's no, that happened like 3 hours apart. Like, but you know, the producers are working overtime. Those editing team, that's exactly how I would have done it.
100%. Was it them that was like, you're not pregnant, bitch. You just thirsty.
Yeah, you just thirsty. Uh-huh. I'm having these like weird cravings. I'm like, I'm really craving water. What is it? I'm really craving water lately. Like, no, like a lot of water. Bitch, you just thirsty.
So good.
God, like, I feel like, because some, like to me, some people are like
truly like smart. They know exactly what they're doing. I think these girls were like one of them. They knew exactly what they were saying.
They're leaning
like,
into it.
Yeah, that drum, it didn't look like a drumstick. That was just like, they were just like, oh, this is Mimi. I'm just going to say like, just like, Vicky, she knows what she's doing.
They know the joke.
High level IQ.
And that takes talent. That takes talent to like be able to come up with shit like that on the spot.
I saw a video of like a meet and greet for them, and it was in my hometown, and the line
was— Do you want to see some photos?
Absolutely. No, that's not it. The line was absolutely insane. Somebody said it would take like 11 hours to get through the line.
What?
To meet the 1,000-pound sisters.
And they were only there for 4 hours.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I would probably wait in line to meet them too. Like that.
If
that
I lived in
so
Cincinnati,
there's nothing wrong with Cincinnati.
All respect to Cincinnati.
What's going on in Cincinnati? Like what's happening there? Nothing, except for them.
Pretty much right now. I mean, it's baseball season, you know, but that's about it.
Okay. All right. Yeah. No. What? Yes. Go Cincinnati. I fuck with it.
We should run that intro.
Yeah. Let's run it, baby. We have so much to go over.
I was dripping out of my mouth and ears and nose, everything. That had me going.
That's bitch. That's because you're thirsty.
Oh man. All right. You ready, baby?
Yeah. Let's do it.
3, 2, 1. It's coffee time, baby.
Let's go. Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Jared.
And we are back at it again. Back at it again. Mm.
With the white van.
With the white van.
You matching your microphone. Purple and red.
I did not plan this at all. I grabbed this, so did not even realize that. Purple, red.
You look like the purple, what is it? The purple ladies with the red hats?
The purple ladies with the red hats.
The society?
Yeah, it's like a society of old ladies. They get together, they do lunch, and just walk around with purple dresses and red hats.
That's the color scheme that they go for? And any reason why they do that? Color scheme?
That's just like their uniform. It's a social group.
Oh, okay.
Some people in the audience will know.
Does it have anything to do with like church?
No,
or
not
is it
really.
More of like
it's
a-
just a social group.
This is not it, Jared. This is Grimace.
Purple ladies, red hats or something.
Is Grimace still like a thing every year that they bring back? Or is it just that one moment that they did that? Oh my God.
It's the purple ladies with the red hats.
I've never seen this.
Yeah.
In my life. Wait, I thought this is great.
And there's like a chapter in every city and they just get together and just
the local
chat.
Red hat ladies. And it's kind of like Mom Talk is just kind of like a little community.
It's not
they
political.
Mom Talk isn't political, is it?
It's called the Red Hat Society. That's the name of it.
Sounds dark.
It's for women 50 and beyond. But it's now open to women of all ages. So, hey. And it was founded in the late 90s out in Fullerton. Okay, shout out to Fullerton.
All right.
And it's just a little social group.
All right. Oh, and it's in the Orange County? No.
35,000 members. I know it's like popular in Florida. My friend's grandma was in it, and
What's their mission? Like, what's the
What is it? It was inspired by a poem, and the poem says, "Oh, go scroll up right there. I am an old woman. I shall wear purple with a red hat, which doesn't go and doesn't suit me." Okay, so it's like being playful.
It's a statement for sure. It's like purple and red. Like this is a crazy color combo, and this is going to be our society because this is going to what makes us different.
Yeah,
from everybody else.
It's just fun.
Why don't we have that? Why don't we come up with it?
Oh, society? Men need another group to get together,
just like a society. You know,
there's Freemasons. There's like the stag clubs. There's the guys who wear the little hats with the little tassel on it. Whatever those guys are called,
yeah,
I forgot.
Let's make it more like modern, more fun.
Okay.
That doesn't involve with like, you know.
So you want to start a frat? Is that what you want?
I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't say I'm a fratty dude, but I feel like we can come up with a really fun club that is not super.
Could there
fucking
be like fun gear and trinkets involved that we have to get?
Yeah. Trinkets. I'd love a little
trinkets. Maybe involve some of your knitting in it. We're wearing little knit fits.
Love it.
You know, it's a combination of different things which make the society different.
Shriners, that's what I was thinking of. That's another old school men's group. But it's also part of like the Mason Society as well.
Yeah.
It is Freemason. It's like a subsect of Freemason. I wouldn't mind
being
a Freemason.
Zane, you don't want to be a Freemason.
Guys, I've heard Freemason, so I've never looked it up. What is it? Like, what is a Freemason?
It's not as cool as you think. I always thought it's like, a really secret thing that hooks you up with the national treasure kind of thing.
Oh, to me, that sounds really bad. It's, like, it just sounds
it's a fraternal
scary.
Group. And yeah, you usually you raise money and you help out your community with the money that you raise. Freemasons do.
Okay.
It's a network. Depending on like what type of job you're into, it's just, you know, people. You don't have to be part of a country club. You're part of Freemasonry. You're connected with a group of people maybe you normally socially wouldn't get to interact with.
Okay.
I'm explaining like the broad perks of joining.
Yeah.
It.
Yeah. Okay.
You get a
All
network.
Right. All right. Well, I'll look into it. Maybe I'll join.
Before we continue, this podcast is brought to you by Shopify. Listen, I know what you're feeling. Those emotions of starting something new are both equal parts exciting and nauseating. Like, could this pop off and be a huge success? Or you can make the smart move and have Shopify by your side. And that's because Shopify powers millions of businesses worldwide and gives you everything you need to run and grow in one place. You can build a polished online store with ready-to-use templates, use AI to speed up product pages and visuals, and launch email or social campaigns to help more customers find you. Plus, if you ever need help, Shopify has award-winning 24/7 support. So if you're thinking what I'm thinking, it's time to turn those what-ifs into... With Shopify today, sign up for your $1 per month trial at shopify.com/unfiltered. Go to shopify.com/unfiltered. That's shopify.com/unfiltered. Thank you, Shopify, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
Zane, pull your sleeve down.
Oh.
You got it.
I got
What'd
it.
You get?
A Rolex.
Wow.
Shut up.
Oh, shit.
Zane. Sexy.
Very nice.
Oh, my gosh. That suits you so well.
Yeah, just like...
Did you just go into the store and buy it, or did you go to a dealer?
I was sick of looking at the time on my phone, so I was like, I'm just going to get a watch.
Shut up.
It's just easier like, on my wrist, and like, you know, and now I feel like much more comfortable like when I look at the time.
Did you go into the dealer, the Rolex store, and say, I want to buy this?
In Miami.
The Rolex store.
No. It was a timepiece. It's called Timepiece. It's a watch dealer that he has just like ranges of watches, and it changes it up every week because people buy them so quickly. So this one, someone was going to buy it like the next day, but I got there the day before.
Okay.
So I got it, but this is great because this matches everything I wear. So now like I never need another watch. This will be like, I have this one, I have the Omega one.
Remember that, guys. He's never going to get another one.
No.
It's a gateway drug, watches are.
Because I had the Omega, which was like a brown rose gold, and I couldn't wear that with everything. I would only wear it here and there. But this fit. Like this is black and silver. Other ones, brown and rose gold. Now I had like... Both watches fit everything.
Yeah, you got a perfect little color palette going. What year is it, that watch? Like, is it brand new? Is it from the 2000s? Like,
bitch, I don't fucking know.
Did you get papers?
I have papers. I didn't look at it, though.
Well, that's good you got papers.
I didn't look at it. I was like, you know, just swipe the credit card. Just don't even show me. You know, just don't even show me.
It's nice.
Well, good for you.
Thank you. Yeah, that's it right there.
My watch is upside down.
What?
My watch is upside down.
You must not be a watch guy. Like us Freemasons.
Or maybe that's a signal for other people. If you see somebody's watch upside down, it's a group.
Kind of cooked it up there. Okay, well, guys, like, let's get right into it.
Yeah, let's hop into
it. It's just popping off this week. The past couple of days, this Hanta virus.
I know. Started, I'm trying to stay calm about it.
Well, I'm not. Here's the thing. The first time I saw it was somebody talking about it on TikTok. And then it slowly, more people talked about it. And then I saw it on like different news stations. Before shit gets crazy, do people talk about it first on TikTok or do news sources talk about it first? Because I was trying to figure that out. Because there's people that are freaking out about it. There's people
the
like,
news
yo,
picks
calm,
it up.
Calm
the
down.
The news picks it up first, and then people kind of run with it.
So the
usually.
News picks it up first.
Yeah, I don't think anybody on that cruise ship where the three people had died was really broadcasting it. Maybe
the person on the cruise was posting, and then
yeah,
it went viral
like where, like I wonder where it was like brought up first.
I don't know. It's usually like the World Health Organization has to like flag when like there is like a very severe like outbreak happening.
I doubt they were the first ones to report about it.
Oh.
I feel like they have to do a ton of like research.
I think it just got reported that three people were dying under like a freakish circumstance
but the
on
thing
a cruise.
Is that they never reported that. They let them leave the cruise ship. The people
now
that
they have, I believe. What are you talking about? The people on the cruise ship, and I thought still now.
Yeah, people are still on
the
ship.
They're still on the cruise ship, but three of the people have died and everyone's in quarantine on the cruise ship.
No, there are people that have already left on a flight that have already spread that shit.
Correct.
Around.
No, they have now found found the virus in like different areas right now. Oh, by the time this episode comes out, we don't know the state of it.
Yeah.
Also, though, like the transmission of this like virus is not as mysterious or as, because that's the thing, when COVID happened, we had never seen a type of, what's it called?
Airborne.
Airborne, that's not a disease, a virus like this or like that one. And I just know that this, like the transmission rate, it has to be like, you have to be like having like sex with someone to like really fucking get it. Like it's intense breathing and droplets. It's not as like loosely airborne as COVID
then
was.
Then why do media outlets keep saying that what they got was airborne? Is airborne?
Well, it is airborne, but you have to be in super close contact.
Yes.
With them.
And it has to happen like truly with like intimate families and stuff, the transmission rate. And the transmission rate, I believe, is lower. COVID was like around 20%. Once again, I'm no medical expert. It's just the stuff that I've read about it. This is like 7%. Like, and what we know about this type of virus, we've known about it for a long time.
I know that for sure.
And so I would just be like, but people also said that about COVID. But yeah, the transmission rate is about to be 2 to 5%. Is this Andy's virus, but is that the same thing?
But it's the same thing. It's a strain of the Hanta virus that's found in the Andes Mountain.
It is crazy, though, like seeing how people react. That, like, I saw somebody talk about this. It's like the trolley method or the where it's like everybody on the internet is all saying, like, fucking burn that shit down. Like, they don't give a shit about anybody
that's
on their
crazy cruise.
Like, it's crazy how people just flip out of nowhere. Like, remember during COVID, everybody was so sensitive about it. Like, oh my God. But now people have it on a cruise ship. Burn it down. Sink the ship. Blow up the ship.
I know, it's crazy. Yeah, people are in just such a mindset. We're like, we're not going back.
Yeah,
no. We're not,
that's it. Done.
But once again, we do not know. But I would just be like, I think.
But you know what? That's how people were talking about COVID.
I know.
Before it got big. That exact thing, like, guys, no, it's
but
not.
But we have
not that
systems in place now from COVID of handling it. We did not have it in
I'm
place
sure.
before.
We'll see. We'll see about that.
The only thing that scares me is that, okay, so three people have died, and then three more have been taken off the ship, and two of them are in the hospital in stable condition in the Netherlands.
Yeah.
And then one person got flown to Germany instead, but that one person.
You're talking about Johannesburg? I think that was the wife.
That's South Africa.
Johannesburg.
I think you think just Berg.
Johannesburg.
It does sound like there's Hamburg and like places in Germany, but Johannesburg isn't.
Oh.
But the person in Germany is like, has it but is asymptomatic. That's what scares me, is that people can have it and be asymptomatic.
Ooh,
it's the last thing we need.
Seriously. Well, we'll find out more. It's like, I think the more we like poke at this, we don't even know what like the next episode will bring.
I did see a funny thing. Did you see the viral it's basically like the prisoner experiment or whatever that thing's called, where it's like, if everybody, there's two buttons, and if everybody presses the blue button, then if a majority of the people press the blue button, then everybody who pressed the red button lives. But if a majority of the people press the red button, then everybody who pressed the blue button dies.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I actually just saw, I think Mr. Beast posted that. I think he wanted to see what
it was like.
Press.
It was like a viral thing. And people was like, oh, I'll press the blue button because, you know, I believe in humanity or whatever. And then I saw a post talking about somebody being like, bomb the ship. And the top comment was, they're like, man, those blue button pushers switched up fast.
Because red, because everybody that presses the red button will automatically, like, you're good, right? That was like the whole thing, is that you're
good.
Or you have more of a chance of surviving pressing the red button.
Yeah, because if everybody presses the red button, then they live, and the people that press the blue button dies.
Yes.
You know, so you're basically just kind of like betting against the odds, but yeah, the top comment is like, those blue button pushers switched up fast. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this boat is still isolated right now.
Yes,
like, yeah, it's trying to dock in different areas, but they've been denied.
Everybody's saying no.
I hope that Wi-Fi is good. Like, if I had to be quarantined on a cruise in just a tiny room,
but apparently the guy posted a video from the ship, so I feel like it does have some, or
okay,
they're in somewhere with service.
Stuff.
But okay, I think people are more surprised.
If you're on
of,
it and you know that you're quarantined, you're locked down, are you sitting in your room where you're like, dude, I've been on this ship for how long now? At least let me enjoy the amenities. Like, would you be out there playing ping pong, doing the water slide?
No, I would lock myself in the room. There's no fucking way, dude. 40% fatality rate.
Yeah,
right.
I would
be just kind of relieved. Like if I had a hardcore 9-to-5 job, I'd be like, I don't have to be at work right now. This is the best damn excuse. I'm in like one of the biggest quarantines right now happening in the world. But it would suck if you had some important things planned you really wanted to go
to. I'd be filming everything. I would stay in my room. I'd start filming everything every day. I would record how I feel every day, what's going on, what I'm hearing, like what are they announcing on the boat every day. I would just keep everybody informed through my social media. Oh,
but can you imagine you're sharing a cabin with like your aunt and you're just like, shut up! Shut up! I'm sick of all of you. You're going overboard if you don't just shut up. Like, can I get upgraded to a room that wasn't booked?
Can you fucking imagine just being stuck on the boat and the whole world is watching you just like your Ocean Gate. Like, just the whole world is watching you, like, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? Bomb the ship. Can you fucking imagine you're on TikTok and everyone's making these, like, funny TikToks of just,
well, it's also sad because people on the cruise lost their loved ones.
Yeah, like, no, 100%. It's really, like,
my heart goes out seriously to the people who lost their significant others.
It's just crazy how desensitized everybody is. Like, people have died on this boat and everyone's still just like.
So are they like bringing food to the door?
Yeah.
And like,
yeah. I even think they're like even bringing food by like helicopters and stuff too, to like make sure everyone has something to eat and drink.
You know what this reminds me of? The fucking poop cruise. Like, what is going on these cruises? Just the rat poop.
Yeah.
Flowing through this shit is just fucking nasty. And I'm surprised that there was no viruses on the poop cruise. How did nobody die from some bacterial, disgusting viral infection?
Botulism.
But just a couple of rat droplings fucking get in the air and then fucking just destroy.
It's you 40%. Know what's another thing that's going around right now? I don't know if you guys have seen it, but it's a new tick variant.
Oh, here we go.
If you get bit by it, it makes you allergic to meat.
Oh, I would be so pissed.
Allergic to meat?
Like all meat?
I think it's predominantly red meat.
They have no cure.
That's what it is.
No cure for it. So once you get it, you're just allergic for the rest of your life. Or what's
red meat and dairy? Yep.
Oh, dairy too. Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Our bodies don't need. I feel like dairy too much. So like that's not terrible.
I don't think I could handle that.
It's called the Lone Star Tick. Is it from Texas? Like,
way to go, man.
The Lone Star Tick.
But the thing is, Heath, I feel like you'd be so. At some point, you'd just be so grossed out by it, right? Like since I got food poisoning from grapes, I haven't touched grapes since. I don't like grapes anymore.
I bet.
Like, your body just like doesn't want whatever you think it's going to kill you.
I don't know. I just think it's weird. All of a sudden, there's a tick outbreak that makes you allergic to red meat, and Bill Gates just happens to be starting his fake red meat company.
Oh.
His conspiracy. Fake red meat company? What is like
lab grown meat?
Lab grown meat. Which I'm all for if they can figure it out.
Why not?
Isn't there lab grown meat fucking in every single place of like fast food? Like, isn't this a thing already?
What are you talking
about? No,
like,
no, no. It's fucking actual
meat.
It's like, a lab. It's not
like
an
animal didn't
any.
Have to get slaughtered for it. They're using like the cells and everything.
Yeah.
From it.
But don't we have that already?
I think you're thinking of
we
just like
do, but
veggie
it's really
meat, like fake meat.
No, no, I'm not thinking of veggie meat. I'm thinking of fucking meat. You take a little bit of meat and then you are able to make more meat out of like the fucking cells.
I mean,
isn't that not, like, have we
I
not talked about this
not,
already?
Yes. This has been going on for years, but I don't think it's like hit the commercial market yet where you can go to a cool place in Echo Park and get lab grown meat. It's not to that level yet, but they know it's possible. But it still takes so much like time and engineering just to grow the lab grown meat, right? Like it's.
Why are we doing that?
Why?
Why do we need this?
So Bill Gates can make more money.
It's also just a sustainability thing.
Yes.
So that we're not like slaughtering more animals than we can reproduce.
Just an alternative way of like making meat.
I'm sure Bill Gates doesn't give a fuck about these animals.
Lab grow some organs though. Mm-hmm. Let's lab grow some like hearts and lungs and stuff.
That's what I'm talking about.
So people who like are trying to find like, you know, transplants and all of that, I believe they can start growing organs, which I'm open for. I ain't testing it. But I'm all for the research.
It's still a challenge, but they can grow mini organs.
Okay.
Your lung is this big. like
just fudge and pop.
Scientists have successfully grown and transplanted vaginas.
Where do you see that?
Y'all, we're very close to cloning. We
you
are
see that?
Almost there.
Bladders, vaginas, skin, and blood vessels. Well, it's the thin layer, like your vaginal like wall and stuff. Your uterus, I think, right?
Well, I mean, Matt was wondering if you're able to make one for yourself, like a
now right? Can they grow a penis?
Oh no, they you cannot buy that, Matt.
No,
it's like a little pocket dick. You know, you make your own. It's
the DIY.
All right, brief pause for our sponsor, SeatGeek. Has your life been feeling a little too repetitive lately? Stuck in a loop of boring? Then maybe it's time to get out and do something. I know when I reach that point, that's my clue to check my SeatGeek app and see what's coming up. SeatGeek is the number one rated ticketing app with over 35 million downloads, and they've got a ton of options like concerts, sports, festivals. With over 70,000 events listed, there's something for everyone. And there's so many stars going on tour right now, artists like Noah Kahan, Thomas Rhett, Rufus Du Sol, and many more. I love that SeatGeek makes it easy to feel confident in my decision. Every ticket gets a score from 1 to 10, so I can quickly spot the best value, and every ticket is backed by their buyer guarantee, which I love. Concert season is about to kick off. To make it even better, you can use our code UNFILTER2026 for 10% off your SeatGeek tickets. That's 10% off tickets with promo code UNFILTER2026. Make sure to click the link in the description to download the app and have the code automatically added to your account so you can use it later. Thank you, SeatGeek. We love ya.
Okay, did y'all hear that Spirit Airlines? Now RIP Spirit Airlines. Farewell.
I know.
But the fact that they ended that fucking airline and didn't tell anybody, like people were on their way to the airport, like about to get on their flight, and they're just like, you're not flying today.
Canceled.
Spirit's, what the hell happened? Like,
wait,
what?
They canceled people's flights like that?
Yeah, they did. And like all those people lost their jobs as well. So
crazy.
But right now though, there's a movement by this dude named Hunter Peterson, who's trying to crowdsource the funds to buy Spirit and have it run by the people. Kind of doing like a Green Bay Packers model, which I'm like, sure, good luck. I don't even know if that guy's qualified to run a company. My concern with Spirit Airlines is by having a budget airline, it keeps the prices of bigger airlines down.
Yeah.
We need it for the competition, but it sucks that it's not sustainable, but I don't get it. Other countries have budget airlines, like no problem. Like what did Spirit?
Well,
like,
the problem right now is just the rising fuel costs because of the war in Iran. That's the thing. That's why it was manageable, is because prices were relatively low, but now that oil is like skyrocketed, you can't have a $60 flight anymore. Because it's just not.
Okay, but why, instead of shutting down the entire airline, just bump up the prices just like any other airline would do? So they're still running.
I think they should have hired you.
But like, I just don't understand why they didn't fucking do that.
No, I'm with you on that.
I think because at that point, they've also, with a budget airline, they also accrued like a pretty sizable amount of debt. Like they were, I think, billions of dollars in debt.
Period.
I can't believe I just did a brand deal with them. They flew me to Belize.
You did.
Yeah, like 2 months ago.
Matt, what if your video was the reason why all this drama started? And
or it was
shut
their
down?
Last attempt. They were just like, we need, how much do we have just for some influencer marketing
Matt
budget?
King
Give it to
is
Matt King.
Save this company.
But it is crazy. They like going off of the budget airline to keep the prices down. Two things. One, there was a merger several years ago that was blocked between Spirit and JetBlue, and internal documents from JetBlue basically said, it's like, if we absorb Spirit, we're jacking up the prices.
Oh.
And then there was another independent study done where it was like, I forget what the locations were, but it was a flight path that only United offered, right? And it was like $300 or $400 for a ticket on that one flight path. Spirit started selling $60 tickets on that same flight path, and United had to bring their prices down to like $180 in order to compete with it. That's why Spirit's so important, and that's why there's such a movement to try to save them.
Then why can't one of the rich airlines just incentive for it, but like, I don't get why.
Well, I mean, it was so affordable, again, like you said, because of fucking $1 billion in debt. Like, how do you survive as an airline company?
But I mean, if the thing works to like buy Spirit, it is like a cool concept, in the sense of like, no matter how much you pledge, everyone gets like, everyone's voting power is the same. And then the only thing that changes, depending on how much you pledge, is how much of the profit share you receive back. So like $45, you get whatever the base share is. 250, 5.6 times, all the way up to, you know, if you donate $10,000 or pledge $10,000, you can get 222 times whatever the base profit share is.
Shit.
Other companies that are people owned include REI, Ocean Spray, and Lando Lakes. Oh.
I didn't know those brands were owned by the people.
So they dealt with the same dilemma when it came to
I don't know. I don't know if they started off that way or if they needed a bailout and the government wasn't going to come to their rescue. But
and you know what? Ocean Spray fucking fucks. Ocean Spray. They got the best goddamn
that cranberry juice.
Yeah. Oh, so good.
You know they're in that fucking field. Fucking isn't that great. It's the best. And they have sugar-free now, too, so I can
Dude, the it. Sugar-free is insane.
It's
that
insane.
Was the best thing they could have ever done.
Like, if there was a whole study that study came out where, like, oh, there's actual real sugar, I wouldn't be surprised of how fucking good it is.
So good.
Like, just whatever, just lie to us. If it's 50, at least 50% sugar, that's good to me, too.
I've always wanted to go to a damn cranberry bog.
Yeah.
But the whole thing, people
the
say,
spiders.
It's the spiders. There are these spiders that, you know, live on top of the cranberries. And the way they hunt for their prey is they crawl until they see the first thing standing. And if you go out there, spiders are going to, like, start crawling on you. Which people always say, but I've never seen a fucking video of it. But
Of a spider?
Bog spiders. And apparently everyone's just, that's always the top comment on a cranberry bog. It's like, oh, those spiders.
Well, there's one right there.
They look harmless, but do they really bite you?
And I feel like all spiders are just like,
what was that? Just you gagging from the spider?
You know, like when you fart and you're like, oh my God, that like old people. That was like one of those.
They're not dangerous to humans. They might bite if provoked. I mean, I could deal with like 4 spiders on me, but I can't deal with like 20.
I couldn't deal with 1 spider on me.
Okay.
I can't deal with 1 across the room from me.
Yeah.
We were at an Airbnb and David's bedside, he kept feeling like different critters on him throughout the night, but he was like, oh, it's probably just mosquitoes because, you know, you get mosquito bites out in Florida. Mm-hmm. And he just figured, oh, it was like probably mosquitoes buzzing on him. I think like 4 days later, he has us go to his room. He has an infestation. It was like hundreds, thousands of like tiny little fucking like spot.
My skin's
all
fucking
in the
crawling.
Bedside. Oh my God. It was
that, no way.
What that means probably 1 spider was like smushed and then popped and then all the little spider, like a
babies.
Pregnant spider.
Yeah.
Like that's why it's like never stomp a spider if you see it in your house because it could be a pregnant spider and the little ones can go everywhere.
Have you've seen those videos where like the guy will just like will hit like a fucking thing and all the little baby spiders are so fucking tiny.
And if you have like the flash on your phone, like recording it at night, you can see them like glisten and stuff everywhere.
Oh my God.
Man, we've been going dark today.
Because this has all happened in the past 10 days. It's been a crazy week.
So it was just infested?
Like all those little crumbs are tiny little spiders. Ah!
That's my nightmare.
Yeah, that's there's no fucking way. Kill me.
So was that like what was happening with David's?
No, it wasn't. It was, it looked like that after. Mm. Like, but nobody killed anything, you know?
But it could have just got like smushed behind a pillow or something like that.
Freaky. How was Miami though? You
Scary
did
times.
F1?
Yes, we did F1.
Oh,
and
you did Boca Bash.
We did Boca Bash. So Boca Bash is this like giant, like, tailgate boat party
like
that they have every year. I've never heard of it. I've never heard of Boca Bash, and I've lived in Florida, but it's pretty much looks just like that.
I like the name Boca Bash.
That's literally what it was. Was that from this year? Yeah.
Yeah. This is
they pretty
days.
Much set up this entire like floaty thing where there's, and they set up a DJ too, where
hold on, I might've just seen you.
No, you didn't.
Is this you?
No.
Oh,
it looks like
come
Zay.
On.
It looks like Zay from like 2015.
Guys. Okay,
it
kind of
looks
on.
Like,
sorry.
Oh, that guy's serving some crack right there.
Oh no.
Right under that. Oh, yep.
I was in the boat.
Oh, you were
top.
In the boat.
Yeah. Like in the boat to the left.
And you had a good time. Did you meet some ladies?
No. I didn't really like go out there. I just said, I just flew in like at 6 a.m. and we went here like 2 hours later. I was exhausted. Mm. So I just kind of just chilled on the boat.
I would have been just there with my goth girl umbrella, just being like, I got skin cancer. Yeah. I'm not coming out. Yeah. This is kind of like, I like this vibe, but it's also not my
vibe.
No.
It was a lot. Like if I was 21, fresh 21, 22, 23, I would be I would be all up in there.
I don't like other boat personalities. Like, I mean, I love being on a boat with someone who owns the boat. They're my friend. But the other boats that come up, there's always like, there's the dude who owns the boat. Yeah. And he's just usually like, just this fucking has the biggest ego and shit.
Yeah.
And I just like, I don't care. Yeah. I don't really want to talk to you.
Yeah.
Not my
type. It's usually daddy's boat. You know, it's not even theirs.
Yeah. And then, you know, like boats are like getting close. Hey. No. You like, is this your first time driving a boat, dude? Like, there's all this, like, fucking tension.
It's a lot of liability, these things. Like, just having a bunch of boats just fucking going, docking each other. I don't know.
And people got to pee. People got to poop. Everyone that doesn't have, like, the best, like, fucking bathrooms on it, they're trying to come on your boat to use it.
No,
like,
people are peeing and pooing in the fucking water. You already know that. They're spilling drinks in there. Them fish are fucking dying at a rapid rate under that water. Every boat kibosh.
You stayed on Treasure Island, right?
Oh, yes. We stayed on Treasure Island. We just stayed at like an Airbnb on Treasure Island.
That's like a super sick spot down in Miami.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Like Star Island, Treasure Island.
And we had a great view from the backyard. It was wonderful. We had some time in between F1 and when we arrived. So we drove up to Orlando and went to Epcot. We picked up Hedaya, went to Epcot, and we did drinking around the world.
Did you like it?
It was all right. Like we were filming the whole time, so it was more just like let's stop at each place and get a drink. And man, by like the third country, we were like, guys, this is like that.
Yeah, like, we gotta slow really down because it's like, and right there.
Yeah,
like,
the drinks are strong too, because you know you're paying a lot for the drinks and they spike the shit out of it. It was insane.
At least you get what you pay for.
Yeah, but it started getting really rowdy and we're like, oh my God. Like we stuck out like kind of like a sore thumb. We had the camera guy on us walking around. So it was like a lot. And in my head, I was like, we had a guide with us to just like get us around, just to help with like, you know, whatever, just security and everything. And we're going around. I'm like, wait, I'm way too drunk to be at a Disney park right now. This doesn't feel right. And as we're walking up, I would like try to behave myself, like look sober. And I was like, this is a lot. Are we going to get kicked out? Are we going to get in trouble? And apparently this is like one of the main things adults do.
Yeah.
They go drinking around the world. So people are getting shit faced everywhere. This is like,
it's crazy.
Very normal to do. And people are like throwing up in the bathrooms. And I'm like, does this normally happen? They're like, oh, but this happens all the time. Because a bunch of adults, that this is where adults come to drink.
Right.
Like, when the kids.
Disney doesn't like, encourage you to do it. It's just this trend to like.
Yeah.
To do all of it, like all the around the world, like location spots, how many drinks is it? Like how many countries?
11.
10, 11.
11.
But I could do all the beer. I could not do all the cocktails.
How many did you guys get down?
We had every type of drink in our system, right? So we had like beers, mimosa, champagne, sake, liquor. Like we had an adios motherfucker in our belly by like the end of it. And people were, it was bad. It was bad. And we filmed the whole thing.
Sounds fun.
So we'll see. It was fun. And the whole time Hedaya's just like, Zane, come here. I'm like, Hedaya, where is she? She's right behind me. it was crazy. And it was like all during the day too. It was like, I've just never experienced something like that. That was a lot of fun. And then Heath, I saw literally half of fucking Guns N' Roses at the hotel.
The band?
Half of them.
Slash?
Slash, the guy with the blonde hair, he's a little tall.
Duff McKagan?
Yes. And then we saw another one too. It was like a group of them. They're all like literally dressed exactly how you think they're dressed up.
Axl Rose there? Like the lead singer. Isn't he kind of crazy?
I didn't see him.
What about Izzy? Who else did you see?
Izzy's not with the band anymore.
We saw Slash. We saw Duff.
And maybe Steven.
I think Steven.
Steven Adler.
But also,
the drummer.
The only people that had hair like that anymore was Slash. Everybody else had like a different hairstyle.
Slash looks
now.
The same. I saw him at a gas station one time when like I first moved to LA. Yeah. And I was like, damn, is that guy Slash? And like he had this like neck tattoo. And I remember Googling it and I was like, fuck, that is him. And I pulled around and he like looked at me and I gave him like just the rocker symbol and he just like was like, yeah, bro. I was like, cool. But
he's so like he's stud.
Was really sick seeing. Like I honestly never thought I'd see any of them in my lifetime.
Were they performing there or it was just
No, I think they were out there. They were in the Four Seasons. Who wants to go to the Four Seasons Orlando? Me. We went there. Oh, I found out that they were there. I thought they were there the same
time.
She
just celebrated her third birthday, the Four Seasons baby.
I think it was the fifth birthday, I thought. Third or fifth?
I think third.
Third birthday?
Yeah.
And I was just, I think our phone was catching Four Seasons Orlando, so that popped up on my feed. And I was like, how cool. I went to their page and they were there. They were posting in real time. I'm like, oh my God, guys, the Four Seasons baby is here right now.
That's crazy.
And I DM'd the mom. I was like, hey, we would love to meet the Four Seasons baby, a celebrity herself. Can we meet her? And she's like, oh my God, no. We left Sunday. We're posting all of our content now. I'm like,
damn.
Obviously, that probably makes sense. As a family, you're probably being... thinking of security, you don't want to be posting.
That is like the best viral moment to like ever happen for like just like a normal family. Like, because now she probably will get hooked up for the Four Seasons
every year
for the rest of her life. Yeah. We're always going to be celebrating this girl going to the Four Seasons.
Do you think they get taken care of every year, or they just get a heavy discount?
No, I think they get taken care of every year.
Okay.
And it will be interesting when like, will it ever die off where they're like, we can't do it anymore?
I think...
it's just not pulling like it used to.
Or like, it's her 18th birthday, but she gets caught like drinking. Like, like they're like, we have to take it away.
You know what I mean?
Just like a huge scandal. Four Seasons baby just goes awry.
Drunk in lobby just, at like, Four Seasons.
Doing like lines, like getting arrested. Body cam footage. Like, me! Like, who started this? Who trashed this hotel room? Me, bitch! I'm the Four Seasons
just
baby.
Just a complete wreck. Like, she's turned into like a nepo baby because her parents brought
just milking it. Like, we're done. You can go to the Holiday Inn.
Yeah. So yeah, that didn't work out, but that was really cool. And that was really, I was surprised that the mom even DM'd me back. I was like, oh my God, that's like, this could have happened. This could have happened if they were there. That's so funny. Oh, but yeah, we were staying at the Four Seasons Orlando and that we saw them in the lobby and so it looked crazy. Like they're having like a family trip.
Mm-hmm.
Like I saw there was like a few kids there. So I was like, oh, that's fun. Look at them being normal like us.
Before we continue, this podcast is brought to you by Yahoo Mail Planner. I didn't realize how much of my life was basically scattered all over my inbox until recently. I've got so many bill reminders, follow-up emails to send, stuff to schedule, random tasks I swear I'll remember later, then don't, obviously. At a certain point, it just starts to feel unnecessarily exhausting. And that's why I use Yahoo Mail Planner. It brings your tasks and events together in one place so everything stays organized and you don't miss what matters. And what I like is that I can see everything coming up in one view instead of bouncing between emails and trying to mentally stitch my day together. Planner also automatically pulls plans from your email so those little important details stop getting missed. And because it's built right into Yahoo Mail, there's no extra app to keep up with. It just makes staying on top of things feel way less chaotic. So stress less with Yahoo Mail Planner. And thank you, Yahoo Mail Planner, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
Speaking of babies, my niece and my mother-in-law, my sister-in-law, my soon-to-be sister-in-law, they all came out to visit us. We had a great, fun weekend. It was awesome just getting to... It was a Scotty's first time going on a plane, just seeing California.
I've seen that baby so many times, never seen him in person. I've seen I've seen his face.
Her face. Her name's Scotty. Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. Her face, Scotty. My bad. I've seen her face on just so many different feeds and so many different stories.
She's a ham. She's so much fun.
She's cute.
So one night we're like going to bed. I think it was like almost like our last night or second to last night. And she's like, where's my lovey? Yaya, her grandma. She's like, where's my lovey? And her lovey's like her little, you know, teddy bear head blanket little thing that she carries everywhere. Mm-hmm. We could not find her lovey. And we're looking everywhere around our place. We're looking under every pillow. We're looking in shopping bags. We're looking even in the trash. We're like, where could it be? Well, Yaya and her had a little grandma, granddaughter, little outing during the day, and they went shopping. We were not with them. And she's like, I think she must have dropped it when I was taking her out on the stroller. And we're like, really? And she's like, I have to go retrace my steps. And it's like so late at night. So my mother-in-law goes walking. We're still like, I'm still like kind of pessimistic, or I'm thinking like it's under our noses. And then I'm also thinking like, there ain't no way she's going to find it. But we're making jokes. Hell, she's probably at the police station right now filing a police report. We're like, we need to put out an Amber Alert for this lovey. And so she goes down to all these like shops and everything, like down over by Glossier and stuff on Melrose. And all the stores are closed. She's just like, we've lost it. She has her phone. She looks up on like the street pole, you know, there's like those little like wires and stuff that like reinforce the street poles and stuff.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Hanging on the wire.
There's no fucking way.
Was her lovey.
Wait, where?
Like right down Melrose, near like Earth Cafe and like Restoration Hardware.
How the hell?
Near EPLP, like right over there.
Yeah.
She was like, she texted all of us like, I found it, and sends the picture. And we were just like, oh my goodness, lovey's coming home. But just knowing that there are like kind strangers out there who like found that and was like, this is somebody's and somebody is going to be looking for it.
So it was dropped on the floor, but then somebody picked it up
and put it on the thing.
Wow.
We washed it, right?
It's just like soiled. It just got grease and dirt on it.
Well,
tire tracks.
Is this toy something where you can buy a backup and have on you? Just
oh, we
in
were
case?
Already planning on like telling her that. We were thinking like, oh, we may have to like say that Lovey got another plane ticket to come back or is going to meet you later. I was even trying to like figure out, yeah, where the exact one was online, beat it up and stuff, and just tell her it's going to meet you later.
But Amazon Prime didn't do next day delivery.
Yeah.
It was just so great. They're kind, just strangers out there that like. But Lovey had a night on the town. We were like,
or it was some fucking crackhead. That-
I know. We were making jokes about that. So when we got it, she was like, give it to me. We're like, let's wash this first. But it was just such a great moment. I know. I was thinking the exact same thing.
It's just like a little street bath.
Fucking A.
Having a little.
Can I see this doll?
I gotta put a face to it. I just texted my mother-in-law to send the picture, but I do not.
It's one of those little blanket squares that has a head on top.
Yes.
Wait, how'd you know that? What?
Because he's also a father.
He's a father.
Oh, Simple Little Lovey is a brand?
No.
I'm fucking.
It's like a teddy bear.
I'm done.
But it is a. Yes, that's what it looks like.
Like this.
That's a lovey. It's usually the head of an animal with like a little blanket underneath.
That's
it.
That's why I'm all over the fucking place. You're saying all these goddamn right, yeah, lovey. My brain is trying so hard to picture what the fuck you're talking about. But no, honestly, when I think about
Zane,
like,
it's kind of like a BB Boo.
Well, I see it now. I see it on Google Images.
It's kind of like a BB Boo, and then also similar to a Nini Bop.
Bitch, you know? What the fuck are you saying?
You're making shit up.
Trying to wreck his brain even more.
Bop, the fucking our favorite.
But Zay was looking at me like,
I'm like, it sounds familiar. I think I love their yum yum sauce. That's about it. Where's right there? You see that bunny with that like the wide bunny? The this fourth one? Picture. That to me immediately what I picture when when a baby is like has lost their toy and it's a toy that you can't replace, like because it's such like a
one of a kind thing that they just have such a huge attachment to.
Yeah, I'm gonna make sure. Ugh. I'm gonna get my kid a fucking toy that you can get replaced immediately on Amazon. I'm not buying them no like vintage or something I find off the street.
So we found it. It was great. Oh, what other cool thing happened? Did you guys watch the Kentucky Derby? Are you into the Kentucky Derby?
Oh, my mom was telling me about the race, how the last place horse made its way all the way to the fucking.
And guess who picked that horse to win?
No.
Me.
No!
Me. So every year when the Kentucky Derby happens, sometimes I'm like, oh, I gotta look at the odds and stuff. For me, horse races, odds mean shit. Just look at all the horses and be like, I like the name of that one. I'm going with that one. I picked Golden Tempo. Okay.
Okay.
That was my horse. And dude, it fucking won. It came legit out of the middle of nowhere all the way to the top. Female owned trainer. First female trainer to ever win the Kentucky Derby. And it was so fucking great. The rush of your horse winning.
People were like seeing people like because
can you play the video?
I haven't seen footage of people watching the race and people were screaming because it was just so unexpected. This last place horse just making its way up on the final lap and just going all the way up and fucking finishing first. It was crazy.
What was the odds on that horse?
Yeah,
Matt?
What were the odds?
Oh, you know what? I wish I could tell you even the number, but I'll say this. My dad shared an article that had, probably 40 of the best Kentucky Derby analysts who give all their predictions. Out of the 40 of them, only two people predicted Golden Tempo was going to win.
Wow.
No, so it was an even place, win place show, like even in the top three.
So the odds are like, insanely.
It was insanely like low for it.
Yeah.
I, in the Kentucky Derby pool, my dad did with like a bunch of like our friends at the lake and stuff. Only me and one guy. I would have won $234, but then we had to split it. So I won like a couple $100. Or no, oh, or like $107.
Wow. Oh, wow.
But yeah.
But you know, people put in money on these horses at these Kentucky Derbies.
Oh, yeah. Big time. Yeah, this is when like it came. Oh, which one was it?
Back here, it's this red hat right here. She like
purple
swings.
Purple shirt, red hat.
Oh, outside. Go, 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 whacking go. That horse.
And just goes, goes, just goes.
The open lane.
Has it all to himself. Gets it. Go, go, what go.
Was she whacking it three times more than everybody else?
Golden tempo.
Zay, that horse's butt got a bruised lump.
Yeah,
hanging off the side.
I fucking win first place two. I was getting whacked like that on my ass. Damn.
What a rush. Crazy. I wish I put more money on it.
Oh, I would hate to be her kid.
Felt good.
No, mommy, no!
What is the Seabiscuit lore?
Oh,
just give me a
the movie Seabiscuit?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just a redhead kid jockey who...
But it's a true story. It's like supposed to be like some iconic...
It's also like about... It was right after the Great Depression as well, right? Okay, basically, Seabiscuit was the champion thoroughbred racehorse in the United States who became the top money-winning racehorse up to the 1940s. He beat the 1937 Triple Crown winner by four lengths in a two-horse special and was voted American Horse of the Year.
Oh.
But is that interesting?
Oh, Jared, how much was that horse that just sold?
Oh.
Did we just talk about that?
I'm trying to find it. So there was a fan that submitted like a story or something for the podcast where she trains horses, and she was just at an auction recently and saw a horse go up for auction. And I want to say that the horse sold for like $10 million.
Why?
Or something like that.
Not
because
surprised.
It's a racehorse. It was just, it's a stud.
And you can sell the sperm too for a shit ton of money. Like the horse can make you money as well.
That, like, to me, that just sounds so like dark.
It's crazy. But,
like oh, I'm gonna buy this horse at $10 million. That sperm, we can sell the sperm.
I know. It's like, you ever seen
them like extract it to be able to sell it? It's crazy.
Yeah. Have you seen one man, one horse? I've seen different ways, and it's not pretty, Heath. It's man, those middle school years were dark. Those videos we pull up.
You should not have had access to Google.
Have you seen one man, one jar?
We are not, guys, we're not going down that
okay,
route.
Okay, that's
all.
No, absolutely not. I think
I'm
it's disgusting.
Stopping you right there.
Stop bringing up topics that make me remind of those dark past. Yeah, actually, you know, the first time I heard Seabiscuit, like the first time I heard that word, it was watching Meet the Fockers. It was the scene where she was doing the sex class. Barbara Streisand.
Yeah, yeah.
She was doing the sex, she was talking about the sex class. She was like, she was riding him like Seabiscuit. And I remember watching, I was like, what's Seabiscuit? And I had to look it up, and I was like, oh, it's a horse from the 1940s.
Yeah.
And then you accidentally looked up Soggy Biscuit.
And that's when I really started going deep into the horse.
Biscuit lore.
All right, brief pause for our sponsor, Rocket Money. Everybody has those small daily splurges that don't feel like much in the moment. Coffee before work, coffee during work, coffee because work has work. And before you know it, you've lost track of what it's all adding up to. That's where Rocket Money helps. Rocket Money helps you get a clear handle on your finances by bringing checking, savings, loans, and investments into one dashboard so you can actually see the full picture. It also lets you set budgets and goals, get personalized insights and regular reports, and receive real-time alerts for large transactions, upcoming bills, refunds, and low balances. Users who create a financial goal with Rocket Money save over $70 on average within the first 30 days. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Let Rocket Money help you reach your financial goals faster. Join at rocketmoney.com/unfiltered. That's rocketmoney.com/unfiltered. One more time so you don't forget. That's rocketmoney.com/unfiltered. Thank you, Rocket Money, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
So I got caught up on Euphoria, like all the episodes that because I watched like 2, 3, and 4 this past week in Miami.
I've not seen 4.
Well, there's a scene in there where bad baby gets brought up, like, because, you know, Sydney Sweeney's character. Sorry, Heath. Sydney Sweeney's character. She's this whole season. She's trying to be.
Who's Bad Baby?
You don't know who Bad Baby is?
Oh, sorry. I was thinking Bad Bunny, and then I was thinking of Da Baby.
Catch Me Outside. So Sydney Sweeney's character, the whole season, she wants to be pretty much like a big OnlyFans model. Like, she wants to be big on social media because she needs to help pay for a debt that her and her husband are in. Yeah, they're at a party, and there's a scene where this girl's talking about like, well, you haven't heard of like Bad Baby, you know, she, and pretty much like says her analytics, like, oh my gosh, she made like $63 million in 1 year, blah, 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 blah. I'm not sure if Bad Baby knew that this was going to be in there. I feel like, you know, you usually don't get approval for stuff like that, right?
No.
If it's public, they usually can just use it. After that episode, multiple girls have been getting DMs that I've seen from Bad Baby going, hey queen, you know how people have been getting they'll get commission from bringing girls into OnlyFans?
Yes.
Okay.
As soon as that episode dropped, she has been DMing all these different girls to
recruit them
pretty much under, which is crazy.
Do you think that was all planned all along, that she's like, this episode's gonna drop? Well,
I was like, I don't think that they would have known. I think there was an opportunity that her team saw and was just like, all right, like a lot of girls are watching Euphoria right now. They're probably wondering, holy shit, who's Bad Baby? Holy shit, she made $63 million. Bad Baby's popping up on all these girls' DMs. Like, oh my God, wait, this is Bad Baby from who they're talking about on Euphoria. That's how the conversation starts. But isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Kind of gross, but.
An inspiration for all.
Truly, the American dream.
I
think it's gross, just like maybe sliding into the DMs of someone who's just like an innocent person from someone really popular, show your tits to make some money.
Trying
and
to
I'll
recruit
make some
them
money.
Is yeah. pretty, it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
I wonder.
Be like, hey, you should do this. And
but
then
I'd rather
trying to
be,
make money off of them doing that.
But men who do it, I think, are even the worse. Like, men who are like, in a way, just like pimping and, sorry, I don't want to say pimping, but managing.
Oh, guys that are like,
who are like going, hey, yeah, you should start an OnlyFans. Like, and you're getting commission. Yeah. But I'm like, you ain't showing any damn dick, boy. And you're going to make some girl take her top off to make money so you can make money. Fuck off.
It's such a weird thing, though, because if the girls that are being DM'd, they are okay with it, and the guy's okay with it, then it's like, it could be gross from our point of view, but it's right. Like, I guess that's just like the industry. Maybe it's like, but yeah, no, it's it. But like, what if DMing girls that like have no intention of doing that, just basing off their pictures, that is like definitely a little gross for sure.
Right.
But I guess it depends on.
But I'm all for like sex worker rights and stuff for sure.
I don't know. It didn't sound like you were.
Well, no. It's like, I think people have the right to do whatever you want to do. But I just think,
fair share of nudes.
Compared to what the world of like exploiting females' bodies have been for like the past like decades, like now they are in charge of their own body and their own business and where they want to distribute it. Like, back then you had to rely on like Playboy or pornography studios and stuff paying you to just do this one thing that's going to go everywhere on the internet, and you make no commission off that.
If someone told me I was making $63 million in 1 year, I'm showing my booty hole. I don't care.
That's it. That's all you get. Goodbye.
I got one flash booty hole picture. $63 million. Thank you very much. Oh, you have something to say? Look at my bank account.
I thought you were going to say
look at my butthole. Oh, I'm sorry. That is disgusting. You showing you. Yeah, but a butthole cost $63 million. Does yours? Nope. And mine's hairy. $63 million.
My next question was going to be, like, how would you prep it? Yeah. You get it waxed. Everyone's like, damn, Zayd.
No, I'm sticking to my true self.
Yeah, for
sticking
sure.
To my true self. You know, like, look at my thighs. I mean, you just imagine.
I know what you're thinking.
I know.
Shaped.
I just love that. Just shaped. But yeah, I thought that was like really, like, that was like super crazy. Like, just what that team or what her end was like, oh my God. This is crazy. I'm on Euphoria. My name was like, imagine your name was set on Euphoria. You're like, what?
Me?
Got to strike while the iron's hot.
Oh, dude, a fucking, remember, like, we all saw the articles of Vinny Hacker. He was going to be in Euphoria. We're like, oh shit, like Vinny Hacker, he has like a role, blah, 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 blah. His scene, fuck it. He was running by.
That's it.
Like, you don't even see his face. People notice from his back tattoo, and that was it.
He also could have just been cut, too. Well, like, they could have shot scenes and where they're like, this is not leading anywhere.
He was cut, but, like, I'm just surprised that that can, like, happen after multiple articles are, like, released. Like, oh, Vinny Hacker's in Euphoria. Like, I feel like if I was... if I was running the show, I'd be like, okay, everybody's waiting for him to be on the show. Let's just make something work.
Vinny Hacker says his full frontal scenes were cut.
Oh, he was doing full frontal.
What do you mean full frontal?
Like nudity.
Nudity.
Like dick out.
He did full nude scenes.
And they were cut.
It just wasn't working.
And was he cut?
Zane.
But was he cut? Wait, brilliant. Oh my God, if I had a nude scene and it was cut, I'd be like,
what was wrong? Can we all get on a call, guys? Listen.
What was wrong with it?
I bet. Oh, was he like, did he like skinny dip or something?
Probably.
And then
that looks like
a guy he's getting cheered on because he was doing something crazy naked.
Oh.
Yeah.
Those reactions in the background look real, though.
See, remember we really wanted to be on Euphoria. We were like, we are going to be in season two for sure.
We're going to be on Molly. It's going to be our time to shine.
Didn't happen.
It didn't. And we didn't try though. You know, we could have tried like Vinny did.
Yeah.
But you know, dude, if I fucking spent all night on a shoot and I got cut, I'm slicing bitches.
Damn, he said, I had so many nude scenes, they cut them all out. All of them. Full frontal, dick out, balls out, everything. All of my nude scenes, they're all gone. They just cut them all out. Oh my God, I had so many.
That's wild. What so it sounds like he was filming whole...
Well, then you should start an OnlyFans to include the uncut scenes.
Honestly. I'm surprised he like did that. Like did his first role, full front.
Wonder if he had a prosthetic. I feel like most penises these days on TV are like fake.
I feel full frontal to me is not a prosthetic. That's not a full frontal. Wearing a prosthetic.
In a way.
I feel like he would have said that though.
Okay.
I would have said that. I'd be like, I spent all those hours on with a fake penis. I don't know. Like, I feel like that would have been a funny little detail to it.
Zane, imagine sitting down at hair and makeup.
Just a time lapse. They like have the airbrush like gluing it on. Going shh, shh, shh.
They're getting the pubes and they're just making it look real pretty with like they're sewing it in just like yep. Oh, that looks great. Okay, that looks natural. All right, you're good. Now, what would you want if I had a prosthetic? I'm like Mandingo. Like I want a third leg in my scene.
Just swinging a third. Yeah, just
I want my thing swinging in that scene.
So stupid.
You guys, it's crazy. You, Alicia, Remy, all of y'all have these damn fucking catchphrases. That person on TikTok who's been making those compilations.
I know. Junior Mint. Junior Mint.
That's
Junior
so funny. Remy Queen. Alicia, like, I will say, they say that all the time.
That's crazy because I feel like I've never caught that. Her saying, I will say, maybe once or twice, but hearing it that many times, I was like, damn. That's so weird.
You don't realize.
Who says that? Like, I will say.
Girls.
Girls is that's a
girl
line.
I feel
line.
Like guys are like, I will say, maybe that's I do, true. But yeah,
that sounded a little sassy the way you said
I
it.
Will say.
Anyways, watch Euphoria season.
Matt's would be all respect though.
All respect.
All respect. All respect to prosthetic penises.
All respect.
I would like to see that compilation. Yeah. Or huh? Huh? Oh, I saw a celebrity.
Shut up, who?
Dude, this one, I couldn't believe my eyes when they were walking in. Because one, I thought walking this person in. Was like locked up and in jail.
Oh, wait, can we guess?
Sure.
Now that you're like, I feel like it's a good.
I was at Sunset Tower.
Okay, so it's a music artist?
No.
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 Oh. Amanda Bynes.
No. Amanda Bynes at Sunset Tower. Like, I would be. Know. Yeah, yeah.
That was the first one that came in my head.
I thought you meant like on the corner of Sunset.
No, like the Sunset Tower across from Saddle Ranch. Yeah, that's wait, where you would see Amanda Bynes.
You were surprised that they were not locked up.
Yes.
And they're not.
And I think they could be locked up soon. I know they're like banned from certain countries.
Actor?
No.
Oh, Vitaly.
No.
Banned from certain countries.
And they're not an actor or a comedian.
Oh, Bonnie Blue.
No.
Well,
social media.
That's a good guess.
Same.
Isn't she banned in the Philippines?
No, not Bonnie Blue, but like controversial male. Very controversial male.
Oh, the bald guy, bald head.
Andrew Tate.
Andrew Tate.
You saw him at Sunset Tower?
Yeah. So we brought like our, you know, our sister-in-laws are in town and they've been like wanting to like just see a celebrity. You know, when someone comes to LA, I'm sitting down at this little cocktail table. I have my face to like people who are entering and exiting. And I just see a whole pack of dudes and this big, tall, bald guy in the middle. I'm like, that's Andrew Tate? Are you kidding me? Didn't have a single girl with him, by the way. Squat women running with that guy.
Well, he doesn't fuck with women, remember?
He only fucks with, 15-year-olds?
What?
Yeah. I just couldn't believe it. Out of all people, I'm like, there he is in the flesh. I mean, and I know he still has that ongoing investigation in Romania and all of that.
Matt, you know that's amazing, though. You're like, oh, I really want you guys to see a celebrity, and it's
Andrew Tate.
You're like, go ask him for a picture.
I was rolling my eyes. I even think he kind of caught a vibe that I was just like,
Matt,
get this guy out of here.
I wish you took a picture with him. Guys, look who I took a picture with.
That's the whole thing with like controversial people taking pictures with. Like, I don't know. It looks like you're endorsing them. Like, would you take a photo with the president?
If I was setting up a joke, absolutely. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with standing on someone's taking a picture as long as you're not making a deal.
Right.
Or fucking.
I don't know. It just looks like, I think taking a picture looks like you're like approving of being
absolutely
with this person and that you're excited.
Like if someone got a video of you taking a picture, I'd be like, damn, that sucks. Because now it just looks bad. But nobody would have seen that picture until you put it up here. And the context
like if OJ was still alive and you saw OJ, you wouldn't be like.
I would like, okay, no, I wouldn't get a selfie with OJ. It'd be funny if we were like playing golf and I'm just like, he's just like teeing up and I'm just like,
There he is. It's how you set it up.
But
exactly.
I was just like, and they couldn't sit them anywhere. Like, and then they all had to like sit on a bench. All of these men, they looked like idiots. And couldn't believe it. But yeah, had to share that. Andrew Tate.
He has a lot of money, right?
Did his Bugatti get valeted outside?
You know what? Great question. I don't know.
He doesn't live here, though.
Oh, yeah. This is his net worth is ranging from $12 million to over $700 million.
What kind of range is that?
I bet he has probably $10 million. Because he has this, like, what, academy to teach men how to talk to women?
But
you're running with zero women, Andrew.
Is that his master class?
He has a lot. I think he has a lot of money.
Yeah, but he's also like those Dan Bilzerian types where they create this image of luxury, but they're just shelling you out stuff thinking that that's the lifestyle you can achieve. Or even, who was that one guy who was like, knowledge?
Oh,
you know what's more important than all these cars in my garage?
Ty Lopez. He would have those like books. Fucking YouTube ads where he's like, this is my car, this is our house, and none of it was real. And he also went like fucking bankrupt. So.
Heath, what were you saying? American Guru?
No, I was doing his video. You know what's more important than all these cars in my garage? The Lambo in my garage? Knowledge. These books behind me are.
He's nowhere now.
I saw him at the gym though, like I feel like a year ago. But
did you get a picture?
No, I did not. He was in the locker room. But I thought he had some big controversy recently. But
Matt, can you imagine that? I mean. It's risky, but can you imagine a carousel? Like, this is something I would do. A carousel, and every picture is with someone so fucking controversial. And it's like, oh, I had the time of my life this week. And it's a freaking picture.
That would be kind of funny.
Like, people would be like, oh my God.
Oh, yeah. The SEC announced that he is being investigated for running a $112 million Ponzi scheme.
Wait, good shit. He was able to get up to $112 million before he got caught. That's good. I mean, that had to take a lot of knowledge to get there, though.
Right. How is David's car that he got? Looked pretty cool.
Oh my God. It's insane.
How much was it?
It literally, like
1.2
million.
What?
Yeah, no, I am.
What?
I don't understand how people spend that much money
on a car.
It's so insane to me. But look, it looks just like that. Like this picture, it is exactly that color.
How many
like,
people can you fit in it?
It's a two-seater.
Two people.
Damn.
It's so interesting.
What's the gas mileage?
Because like, it feels like you're in a fucking go-kart. Like it does not feel like you're in a car.
It looks like a Batmobile, like a super
Yeah,
mobile.
No, it feels like a set car. Yeah.
I'd be too scared to drive it. Like you'd be pulling up going.
Well, wasn't he trying to go up his fucking drive?
Oh, no.
Well, on the way home, we stopped at a gas station and he was getting ready to leave. You know how like curbs and stuff in LA, it's just like super, super steep yeah. and then it goes to the road. He was hitting it at an angle and I was just kind of like, I saw it coming and it was just like, and I was like, well, it had to happen at some point.
Right.
And a scratch like that on a car like that. Cost so
but
much fucking
we,
money.
We got out and looked, and there was no damage. So we were like,
"Oh,
is it automatic?"
Yeah,
you. I think you can. Can't you do both?
There's no manual.
Okay, well that's
I
nice.
Swear
it's automatic.
You could do paddles.
What kind of gas does it take? Just like premium, or do you have to like
you
go,
have to go to
like
special? Yeah.
Like it just seems so much high maintenance. Where I'd be like, what? Like
it's just like to me.
Is that CarPlay? Does it have CarPlay?
To me, that's just like an art piece. Like, don't drive it around. To me, it's just like just keep it somewhere.
Just like on a rotating floor.
Yeah. Like, dude, driving that anywhere, like, bro, all someone needs to do is just ruin your fucking day. Is just like $1 million car, and you're having a bad day. Let me make as much damage as possible on this car. That's gonna just
where. So he had bought this like what a year ago. And
Three years ago, he bought it.
Oh, my gosh.
And it just arrived.
And wait, was the whole, like, buying process, like, I know I saw, like, y'all were in, like, some big fancy room with the car. But yeah, I wasn't like, there. Were they giving y'all, like, champagne and,
Matt, it was crazy.
Caviar? Like, I want to be treated
They brought out champagne flutes. They were, like, passing around champagne. Then it was caviar. It was these little tacos. It was these sliders. It was, dude, it was the craziest experience. And I was just there, like, as a guest of David.
Do they do that reveal for every person that red?
When you custom spec an order like that, yeah.
They do. If I spend $1 million on a car, I want the full.
I'm inviting the whole city. I'm inviting all family and friends. Everyone's going to see this moment.
That's crazy, though.
That was.
For a car. And but see, good for him.
I think he wants to sell it already.
What? Doesn't it say David Dobrik like on it? Yeah. Like, who's buying the David Dobrik car? He wants to sell it already. Well, it already probably lost $200,000 in value the moment you drove it off.
No, I think that holds its value.
Jay Leno going to buy it?
Somebody
he would get more than he's spent on it.
Because he did the waiting. David did the waiting. Now the car is available, you know, so available.
You can't like just go buy one.
They made less than 1,000 units.
Okay.
It says one of one, David Dobrik. I mean, you can get that replaced though easily.
You could pop it off, put a plain one.
Wow. Valhalla.
But it is a beautiful, like the color, it's beautiful. Like
it
I can't
It looks
deny
like a
that.
Video game.
Yeah.
Did he pick that color or they all come in that
Everything.
Color?
Everything he custom picked. So like the color of the paint, the interior, the texture of the interior. So like the seats are like the Alcantara.
Zane, try breaking that window.
Yeah, no.
It's going to be in a Dobrik's wrap.
You know that Big Mama's pizza that delivers like the 6-foot pizza on the roof of the car? It's just got... It's strapped down.
Can you imagine, like, if you're delivering pizzas and you drive a car like that?
Yeah, like,
you're like
my DoorDash this year. Like, what?
It's like what? That.
Speaking of cars, I've been playing the license plate game, or I just started. Have you heard about this?
No.
Okay. So, next time you're out driving, keep your eye out for license plates. The only way you can enter the game is if you see... The last three digits of a license plate usually are numbers. Mm-hmm. When you see 000, you're in the game.
I saw one today.
You did? Okay,
I
so
did.
Now you're in the game.
Hell
so
yeah.
Now the next time you're out driving, you have to find 001.
Oh,
and
fun.
Then you like log.
How long is this goddamn game?
It can take years because you got to go all the way to 1,000. It can take like your whole life, but it's a fun game to like while you're driving and it's boring, or when you're walking around parking lots, you're just always looking for your next digit and you
got
log it.
But any other number that's not the next one doesn't count.
No, it doesn't count. It only counts for like the next number you're looking for. And I
feel like even playing that way where every number you get you jot it down, I feel like that's still pretty hard to fucking finish.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it takes
like even if I see like, you know, number 653 and I jot it down, still, I feel like getting every single one would take years.
Yeah, it does. It can take like a long time.
Can I play it that way? Because that sounds more fun.
No, no, you have to play it in order.
Dude, I'd be like fucking dude, trying to find the next goddamn number.
Yeah, it's just a fun. Sometimes you can forget about the game, and then sometimes you're like, oh yeah, that game, and then you just keep your eye out to look for that
number.
But what
if you missed it? You know, you missed that next number and that was it. And then you never get it for the rest of your life. You'd never get
it. It took
me
like 2 or 3 days to find 000. When I found it, I was like, yes, I'm in the game.
Like, people are like,
and Patricia was like excited for me because she knew I was like wanting to find 000.
Oh my, all right. Well, I'm going to play it.
Yeah.
And I'll.
But I think Florida though, their license plates is weird. Every time I see a Florida one, they don't have the three digits on the back. They have more letters at the end.
But this is the LA game.
Sure, but
California.
And I don't know if other states count, but I think you can.
Nice. Our only state that has this game.
So, yeah, we can start the competition now. All of y'all keep an eye out. We'll see.
What number
we'll
are you
check
at?
It. Just 000.
Oh, okay.
I forgot to play it on the way here, but I'll be keeping my eye out.
All right. I just hope I just want to be in the game at least. That's all I care about. I just want to be a part of something.
Well, I saw the license plate on the street right here. Coming in, and I remember like making a note of it. I was like, I've never seen 000 at the end of a license plate. So there's one in this neighborhood. So keep your eye out.
Wow.
It's a fun little game.
That is, that's fun. I can't wait. All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning into another episode of Zany Heath Unfiltered. You can check out these episodes every Monday, audio form on all podcast platforms, and every Tuesday, video form on youtube.com/ZaneAndHeath.
Also, make sure to check out our Patreon, patreon.com/ZaneAndHeath. We keep these cameras rolling, so you get an extended cut of every single episode. We give early access, ad-free. We do a bonus episode every month, a live Q&A every single month. Again, it's on patreon.com/ZaneAndHeath. We're going to jump in the unwind right now, so if you want to check it out, head over to the Patreon.
Love you guys.
Peace,
y'all. See you next week.
Toodles.
Peace, neat.